knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and order scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme to our quite unsignable. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the
okay, we're back. Here, I'm over here. Now we're back. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The prep tip of the day is to get and read the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And for a while, I don't know how long yet, we have Steve Benoon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, Steve, and good morning, Leon and
good
Jeff.
Good morning.
Okay, guys. Well, Steve, you have limited time. How long are you going to be with us this morning, sir?
I can be here for an hour.
An hour, okay. And Jeff can be here for the entire 2 hours. Dave Hodges is not called in, so we'll kind of let Dave be on hold for the time being. And we'll dedicate most of the first hour for Steve, since Jeff will be here the second hour as well. Well, Steve, of course, one of the major news things in for many conservatives is Tucker Carlson being fired by Fox News. You're certainly aware of that, aren't you, sir?
I am not. You are kidding me. I wake up to find out Tucker is fired?
Yes, sir. Directly from Rupert Murdoch. Lots of speculation why. My speculation is the corporate attorneys advised Murdoch that there could be lawsuits over Tucker's reporting, and that also Murdoch may be considering selling Fox and would make the network more marketable if Tucker was gone and they didn't have the prospect of lawsuits over Tucker's reporting, what happened with Ray Epps. And also, going back several months, reporting the CIA involvement in the murder of assassination of John Kennedy. And yes, Tucker's gone. And Dan Bongino's gone also, in case you didn't know.
Wow. My gosh. I tell you what. Well, I could tell you everything about JFK's assassination.
we may touch on that. And we're now joined also by Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Good morning, guys.
Okay. Dave, Steve can only stay with us the first hour, so we'll dedicate most of this hour.
Okay. And John, I have to leave the last half hour moving my son out of his apartment on campus as he's graduating. So
last half hour of the second hour.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure you get some airtime here also. Dave, we just caught Steve off guard. He was not aware that Tucker Carlson had been fired by Fox News.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot that's coming out. And there's a rumor out there that says it's going to land with Elon Musk and he's trying to gather conservatives. You know, the source is really, really good that told me this, but I just don't see that happening. And I got to tell you, people say he's leaving voluntarily. People are writing that on my YouTube comments. That didn't happen. They go to work at 8:00 in the morning and the news was out by 10 a.m. I'm sure it went like this. He goes in. You will stop talking about X, Y, and Z entirely. And I think they probably gave him a choice, but they had the papers drawn up. And they announce it by 10 a.m. That's no time to negotiate. And I will tell you, people at that level have non-compete agreements, and they're all different from each other about if he left, what would he be allowed to do for a particular period of time. But he may not be resurfacing for a while, depending on non-compete agreements.
Possibly. At that level, everything is different.
Well, if he wants his money, he's got $35 million coming. And if he wants his money, you got to play by that. I've had family members go through this in the corporate world. And if they dictate to you, like, 2 years non-compete. That's a real common practice in the media. And sometimes it's 5 years.
Well, $35 million is not chump change. It'd be difficult to walk away from that, wouldn't it, Dave?
Oh, come on, John. We spend more than that almost every day.
We who? you got a frog in your pocket.
We're just the commoners here eating crumbs off the floor, right?
Well, Steve, you've had a few moments to digest Tucker being gone. And were you aware of Bongino being let go also?
No, and so yeah, this is all kind of interesting. My brain is spinning right about now, and so yeah, I would like to be the fly on the wall, and quite frankly, I have to say I'm surprised Fox kept Tucker as long as they have, because he's been the only voice out there in mainstream media that's been willing to be more candid about what's really going on in the world. So that's, you know, especially when it came to the, you know, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline there, you know, they scrubbed everything he had. I had to get an insider to get me his video on it.
Really?
They found it, and then we published it in 5 languages to make sure it stayed going. So yeah, that's a shock, but not surprising, I should say. Wow.
Well, Steve, at my request, it's been about over 2 months ago, I asked you to make inquiries about what's going on in Israel with the consequences of the clout shot, Israel being one of the highest percentage countries on the planet that got the clot shot. And what you found last time we talked was that the make-believe Jews, who are not part of the bloodline of Moses and Abraham from Europe, have not taken the real clot shot, but the real Jews, who are part of the bloodline of Moses and Abraham, have. And the plan is to kill off the bloodline of Moses and Abraham, while the pretend Jews are kidnapping Yemeni's children who have the right bloodline to make them into Jews. And to would it be an accurate statement, Steve, that they're these pretend Jews from Europe are trying to give God a helping hand to make the predictions in the Bible come true?
That's a very accurate statement, and the Yemenites, Barry Chumash really brought out that very well before he had passed away. And the Yemenite Jews, they had taken and kidnapped 2,000 of them. They've tried to hide that, brush it under the rug, but basically what happened, those children were sent to Ashkenazi families, and they were adopted in there so that they could, intermarry amongst them to try to help create their own bloodline so they could have a more pure bloodline. And I know that sounds conspiratorial as all get out, John, but, I mean, listen, I mean, Barry, Joel Bainerman, another amazing Jewish reporter that lost his life for bringing these type things out. And Barry, right before he died, he told me, he said, Steve, he said, they're still trying to kill me. He said, I can't seem to get away from them. And then the next thing you know, he dies. And of course, Barry, you know, he's in his 60s at the time. And, you know, it's not like he was a young guy, but at the same, you know, and I know he did have some health issues, but it is still suspicious, especially when you come so close to the heart of what they're doing. And you know, the same with us here, you know, they did the exact same thing. They tried to take everybody out here because of the fact of exposing what they're doing. So it's
well, Steve, isn't the underlying premise that God needs a helping hand from human beings to accomplish his goals flawed from the beginning?
Yeah, that's an interesting statement, but yeah, they are very busy, including the wars and stuff, to be able to make sure that they get the Gog of Magog war to happen the way they perceive it to be, and which is kind of actually not the way they perceive it, but it's still what they're trying to do. And You know, and even the fact of Sudan getting all fired up right now. I mean, all you got to do is go back and listen to General Wesley Clark. You know, Sudan was supposed to be next to last to be taken out as part of the Silk Road Initiative, part of the New World Order, part of the One World Government. And then they're going to return back and go back and hit Iran after Sudan. So, you know, the playbook is already on the wall. All you got to do is some of the people that actually were able to expose a little bit of this, you just look at what was said initially, and then you can see what's going to happen next.
Now, doesn't the Silk Road, it is a physical highway, doesn't it actually pass through Iran?
Yes, and this is the reason why Iran has to have a regime change, because they can't control it otherwise. And, of course, this is why, too, the Chinese redid the port in Haifa. They're going to do the port in Ashkelon, and that's going to be the hub there that disperses it to the rest of the parts of the world that will be participants, which the United States is not a participant in the Silk Road. If anybody ever paid attention to the maps, right, we don't have any participation.
No, I wouldn't think so. I'm going to ask for a response from Dave for this, but I'll start with you, Steve. Updates on the what the Chinese are up to. They're I believe a 900% increase in Chinese, mostly males, crossing the southern border into the United States in the past year or two. Any updates on that from you, Steve? And we'll ask Dave for a response as well.
They definitely, the green light is on. And what they're going to do, the last that we have discussed on this issue here, is they want to basically bring the country down internally through breaking out. And this is supposed to happen at the end of this year. Different turmoils and strifes within the country. The train derailments, I mean, anybody, doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that many train derailments are not naturally occurring. They are not naturally occurring. And then, of course, the civil unrest, the strife, bringing in the people to start issues, start mayhem. That's the only way they can figure to bring the nation down. They don't want to bring this country down by nuclear weapons, because of the fact that they want to be able to use the land as farmland. And of course, that has a lot to do with the binary system issues and things like that.
Right. Dave, your follow-up on this, if any.
I agree with everything that we just heard. Excellent analysis. I would just add in one thing. When one of my broadcast partners, Doug Thornton, was a supervisor for DHS in Portland, and he's also been on the border, so he's been around the block on this issue. There was a discovery, and it was in the media for a while, then it quickly went away. 3 weapons caches when Antifa was rioting. And the speculation among many people on our side of the fence was, gee, Antifa's going to get armed. That's not really their MO. They like Molotov cocktails, incendiary devices, but they're not really an armed force. And Doug Thornton said very clearly, he said, these weapons caches aren't for Antifa. I think they're for China. And I think they have stockpiled weapons in this country for Chinese use, so they can cross as border crossers and not be heavily armed, but they can go to where the weapons are stored.
Well, let's go ahead and see if Jeff has any input on this matter as well. Go ahead, Jeff, if you have any.
Yeah, Scott Gilbranson was a journalist who went into Mexico and met with people down there who showed him that China was bringing in weapons through the port of Ensenada, and they were creating caches of weapons. And he found evidence with the U.S. Border Patrol that they were smuggling them across the U.S. border. And this was more than 20 years ago they were doing it.
Yes.
So it's been a continuous activity for more than 2 decades. So there's lots of Chinese weapons secretly stashed in the U.S.
Absolutely. Let's go back to Steve. Segue here. Steve, you revealed something I found very disturbing, that within the Israeli intelligence service called Mossad, there's 2 contingencies, groups of men and women. One group is the Ashkenazi Jews. The other group is the real Jews of the Abraham and Moses bloodline. And once the two groups figured out that they were getting 2 different doses of the COVID vaccination, one to kill the real Jews, the other is a placebo, there's been a lot of conflict. What updates, if any, on that conflict between the two groups of Jews within Mossad do you have for us, Steve?
I don't have any more updates as of yet on that. I have been still trying to get that information. That's a very tight-lipped subject there because of the fact of those that are involved there and the fact of there's been a lot more activity of bugging, especially from Mossad, and we're getting bugged on both ends. So it's making the situation very difficult. I've even had the issue here going on in Washington, the same thing. We've been tapped, and oddly enough, there was a particular organization, Chabad, that was involved in the tapping of phone lines and monitoring and everything else you could imagine. So it has hindered some of the information flow that we're dealing with right now. And quite frankly, John, you know, they're on their attack once again in trying to take out people. So to make sure, and when I say that, I don't want to just say that the listeners listen to this. Let me just make a point in case so you understand what I'm talking about. The French car that was derailed, the Skylift that killed all the people on board except the one little surviving little boy that survived that. That was one of my good friends there, Eli Cohen, who was on board that. It was his family. They were some of my closest contacts that I had in Israel, and they killed the entire family. That was a good friend of mine. It was his son, his daughter, his son-in-law, his grandchildren. His grandson was the son, the little boy that survived it. So when I say that they take people out because they don't want information getting out, I can tell you that Eli Cohen, who was killed, who was considered the grandfather of Mossad, he's the one that, when the White House asked me, they wanted to know what the Israelis, Netanyahu thought of Trump. He's the one that actually told me that they could give a you know what less about Trump. They'll put Biden in and they'll make Biden obey just the same as they did with Trump. So you can see why they didn't like what he had to say.
So this was an act of sabotage, intentional. This is one of those cable cars that goes that they have in the mountains to go from point to point, suspended by cables.
Yes, and it made international news, John, when that happened. And like I said, though, you know, just most people have no idea the connections behind it. It was determined by Israeli intelligence too, though, that it was a sabotaged event. That there's a safeguard that was tampered with that would have kept that car from coming off and killing everybody on board.
Oh my! Any updates, Steve, on the numbers of people dying from the COVID clot shot in Israel? If you have any.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I can't say who I know there, but I know someone very high up in the hospital there that we're trying to get that information secured with, but. Like I said, just like in the case of that incident there, that can kind of help you understand or help the listeners to understand why it's difficult to get this information right now, too, because there's becoming a growing fear more and more because people are getting targeted for releasing information. And quite frankly, John, it's because they don't want people to know what's really going on. You begin to undermine the agenda, and then they begin to silence the voices.
Well, many countries have public reporting of all-cause mortality and people that die from various illnesses and diseases and so forth. Does Israeli have that kind of reporting?
They do. There is a radio broadcast that was going there for a while. I don't know if they stopped it. I need to go back and ask a friend of mine over there about it. He would keep me updated from time to time. And what they were doing is they were taking the injured and those that had died from the clot shots there, and they were actually airing that on the radio on a daily basis. And again, if you know, the old saying goes, I remember back during the Intifada when I lived in Israel back in 2004, there was I was in right at the bus stop when this girl blows herself up, kills the two security guards there in the process, along with herself. And a friend of mine here in Israel, in America, he's an Israeli. He asked me, Steve, he says, I suspect that the two
hold on, we got a break. Steve.
Fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We have with us Steve Ben-Noon, his website, IsraelisNewsLive.org. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website, JRNyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Dave Hodges, his website is The Common Sense Show. Well, Steve, before the break, you were giving us some updates on what's going on with the clot shot in Israel. You know, I'm really interested because, mainly because, Israel, out of the 170 so countries on the planet, has one of the highest percentages of people that got the clot shot. I spent part of my childhood in a 90 99% Jewish neighborhood, and it seems like there was a unusually high respect for medical doctors within the Jewish community, at least Americans. Is that somewhat accurate, Steve?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. There's always been that amongst the doctors there, and there are, we do have Israeli doctors that have come out that have really taken a strong stand. They have exposed what is going on in the country, and as you have to understand, Israel is not as free a society as what people think it is. I mean, we are free to some degree. I don't want it to make it sound like it's just some kind of totalitarian dictatorship, but at the same time, you can end up in jail real quick, like, and not be heard from again for a long time. The judicial system is different in Israel than it is in America. So,
well, in addition, and I pointed this out numerous times, it would have been, past tense, easier to be a Christian in Iraq under Saddam Hussein and do the things Christians like to do than to be a Christian in Israel. And a good example is the third in command of the entire country of Iraq was a Christian. Would that be an accurate assessment, Steve?
There is a lot of accuracy in that. I would say in Syria, you'd have even a better chance as well. But the problem is in Israel, where the issue comes in with Christianity is as long as you are pro-Zionist Christianity, you're accepted. Now, if you're Jewish and you have converted to Christianity, you are an outcast of society, and they don't give a flip if you're pro-Zionist or not. You are really hated because you did that. And so there's a huge bias, and they only tolerate Christians that are pro-Zionist because it supports the agenda. And of course, the amount of money that pours in from Christian organizations that are Zionist, you know, when I say pro-Zionist, for those that may not understand that, in other words, those that support the Israeli government and the actions that the Israeli government does, regardless of what those consequences might be, that's considered a Zionist. And so even now, you have people like, for example, Amir Tsefarti. He's a believer, a Jewish believer, but it's his whole platform is so pro-Zionist. Even when it came to the clot shot, he had doctors on his program promoting that this was a great thing for Israel and it was a good thing that was going on. But in reality, I question a lot of that there too, because he used to be the mayor of Jericho, according to his own background there. And I don't understand, how can a Jewish guy ever be the mayor of Jericho, a Palestinian city? Doesn't seem to line up to me. So, you know, there's a whole lot of things going on out there. And, you know, and yet the Israeli army is known to target practice on Palestinians. When I say target practice, that's not a joke. I had a friend of mine who was my own roommate when I lived in Israel, and he confessed to me that he did the exact same thing. He said, Steve, yeah, we would just to see if we were good shots, we would shoot and kill Palestinians.
That's unacceptable and completely barbaric.
You know, exactly.
Before I move on to another topic, I presume the general population in Israel does not know there's two different batches of clot shots. The saline solution for the make-believe European Ashkenazi Jews, and the real juice that kills people for the Jewish bloodline. That has not become public knowledge yet, has it?
No, it is. I mean, it is in social media that has been circulating through Israel as well. And you know, John, this has been going on since the creation of the State of Israel. We had the ringworm children, where they would take out, if you were considered Sephardic Jewish, and when I say Sephardic, it's not just the ones from the Inquisition or Northern Africa, but any Arabic Jews, etc., they would take them out in order for Israel to be able to get the nuclear power plant so they could get the nuclear bomb. They were testing these people, or they would take out the little children from the schools, and they would do massive amounts of radiation tests on them. But if they were an Ashkenazi child, they were never allowed to go out. They were told to stay behind. Only the other children.
Hold on. We have another break. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Nine gigabytes plus of information, over 200 articles and videos regarding COVID and the COVID clot shot from world-class doctors and scientists to bring you up to speed on what's going on there. The sale on Liberated Rocket Heaters ends at midnight the 29th, Saturday the 29th, $500 off. You want to stay warm and cozy next winter and save money? Well, this is your opportunity to do so. The Energy Cleaner is back in stock. All the mattress pads are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. If you have arthritis pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. If you have sleep issues, you also need an Energy Cleaner. You can place your order for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it, at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Dave Hodges, his website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Steve Ben-Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. Let's do a segue here and go to Arizona politics. And Dave, any updates on the bizarre machinations of Arizona politics, sir?
Well, it's more than bizarre. It's provably criminal. And I mentioned in a previous appearance that the Brager Report was offered And it's covers 26 states, but the presentation to the Arizona legislature only was about Arizona. And it included the Speaker of the House, Toma. And he moved to get rid of Liz Harris for daring to have this speaker come in. Now, Liz and I spoke together. We shared the stage at the Tea Party this past Wednesday. And I learned a lot I didn't know. And I've talked to Liz pretty extensively. But she was ousted for daring to bring someone who would accuse members of the legislature, the judiciary, and law enforcement of criminal wrongdoing. And the report was offered on behalf of a nonpartisan law firm, John Thaler's firm. And John is hired by the government frequently to do racketeering investigations. So this wasn't some conspiracy nut that just came up with nonsense. This is a guy who has a track record of working in this field for the government. And what's interesting is State Senator Wendy Rogers, who I've had trouble with, when she made unfounded statements after being on my show, I told her I needed to see some documentations. And when I disavowed her facts, I came out and I said, I can't support what she's saying here. She was saying 37 attorney generals were going to decertify the election. And we all know that's not true now. And then she responded against me by going on Rumble and saying clueless Dave Hodges and proceeded to attack me. I've never seen a state senator ever attack a private citizen like that, but she did me. And she was running this meeting that Liz had brought this person to testify, which means the itinerary had to be approved by someone other than Liz. And this Wendy Rogers character ran the meeting. And at the end of the meeting, she told the witness who was representing John Thaler, she said, "You're a brave woman for coming here." So who do they kick out? Liz Harris. And the reason they kicked her out is because they want all removal of election fraud. In fact, Liz told me she was told when she came in before she was sworn in and she was elected that they said, if you bring up election fraud, we're going to expel you.
Really?
So basically, bringing up election fraud gets you expelled. And the speaker is prominently mentioned in this criminal report done by the Thaler Law Firm, and he's the one that initiated it. Now, here's what's interesting. To replace Liz Harris, the Republicans had to vote again in Legislative District 13, and they picked the top three candidates, and it goes to the corrupt Maricopa County Board of Supervisors that really oversees these corrupt elections. And it's interesting. Liz got three-fourths of the votes in the re-election, but there's no way in heck that they're going to go ahead and give her her seat back. But John, I'm telling you this in-depth story to illustrate the point about how corrupt this system is. And I have left the Republican Party because Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer have a pact to get rid of America First candidates. Rona McDaniel, the RNC chair, is right there with them. And then, of course, Bill Gates, chairman, supervisor of Maricopa County, and Stephen Reicher, county clerk and recorder for Maricopa County, took out a pact to defeat America First candidates like Carrie Lake. Why should I belong to a party that's uniparty and its leadership is working against the whole and against the Constitution, against the people of the United States? And we know about the 51st state movement in California. It probably is going to happen. I'm not at liberty to say who's supporting it, but these are household names. And I think they're going to get it done. And they're bringing the movement to Arizona. And I've been asked to be a part of it. And I have said, yes, I would. And I've been asked also, too, to speak to key people in Colorado about this. Marjorie Taylor Greene is correct. And this may not be doable. Listen, I fully admit this. But Marjorie Taylor Greene said about 3 months ago, we need to have a national divorce. And I agree. These people own all the centers of power, and we have no recourse. They own the judges. They own the DOJ. They own the Senate. They own the presidency. And it's just a total den of corruption, and the people have no recourse. And by the way, here in Arizona, where we've had the most corrupt elections in the nation, not one bill has been passed to reform our elections. John, nothing's going to change. And honestly, I don't know why anyone would bother to vote, because what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Well, that's that's breathtaking. Dave, it is absolutely breathtaking. Well,
I have breaking news on Tucker. Do you want this?
Oh, sure. Let's hear it.
Okay. Go ahead. What Fox News is now slipping out, and it's being reported in the media, they're saying Tucker was fired for cause and they're not going to pay any severance. Now, I've been saying he's going to have a non-compete and we may not see him for a while. Well, that won't be the case. He's fired, they said, for now, they're not publicly saying this. They're leaking this, but it's reported in multiple outlets. So you can pretty well bet this is true. And Tucker is expected to sue. The allegations are sexual harassment, racial discrimination. I mean, you know, here's one of the things they're accusing him of making open anti and repetitive anti-Semitic comments. I don't even find that believable.
No.
Okay. And now they're getting this Amy Grossberg or Abby Grossberg to sue Tucker, alleging sexual harassment. And she said, I read her account. And I read her account yesterday. John, there's nothing there where he touched her, groped her, pursued her with sexual advances or sexual suggestiveness of a verbal nature. She didn't even allege those things. She's saying, I'm blocked from promotion. He held my career down. It's all nonsense. There's nothing there that supports this lawsuit, but this is the banner they're trying to fly to make the public think he was fired for cause. He was fired because of J6. He was fired because he brought up the CIA assassinating John Kennedy. Right. He was fired for the Nord Stream pipeline. That's why they got rid of him. And it's Glenn Beck all over again, John. This is Glenn Beck was brought in from CNN by Rupert Murdoch because he was being pursued by the globalists and they were taking him to court in the UK. And he told Glenn Beck, go get Obama. And he had the red phone, call me Obama if these things are not true. He had the chalkboard where he traced all of Obama's associations. It was the best 2 years of TV I've ever seen. But when Rupert Murdoch got back in the good stead of the globalists, then Glenn Beck had to take a hike. This is Glenn Beck part two. Tucker Carlson serves a purpose on a disinformation network. And here's what I mean by this. If you hear people talking about sensitive topics, although Tucker went too far, and I think that's why he was fired. But if you hear that, the American people will say, oh, I can relax now. My bystander apathy takes over because if it's out there on Fox, surely someone's going to do something about this. And disinformation from controlled opposition networks serves that purpose to get the people like a pressure release valve to say something's going to happen. And that's the purpose Tucker served. Now, I'm not demeaning Tucker. I think Tucker was sincere in what he was doing. And I think he went too far. And I think he refused to be censored. And also, we know some of the emails, he's criticized management for trying to limit him. So this is turning into a big mess. And some of these articles that are out here, I see, he's expected to launch a multi-million dollar suit. I'd say good luck with that, Tucker. Where are you going to find an honest judge? But he will be able to reappear someone and continue broadcasting if they're not giving him severance money. And that's what the reports are saying.
Well, the interviews with Elon Musk seem to be very good between the relationship between the two men. I hope there's some communication between Elon Musk and Tucker.
There is. I have a good source that told me yesterday, and this guy is well connected. He said Elon Musk approached Tucker about going to work for him, and Elon Musk is in the conservative gathering business now with the acquisition of Tucker. I don't think that's going to happen. That doesn't fit Tucker's MO, but I'm confident that the offer has been made.
Well, Bongino is available also, so maybe something will come of this.
Well, John, here's the thing. Okay, God bless Tucker for his courage, and God bless Bongino. But I would say this, that's not going to solve our problems. We get into an echo chamber where all we do is complain, but nothing ever happens. The people need to take definitive action. And we just saw one of the keys to this definitive action. When the Bud Light tranny situation happened, people just said, screw you, Bud Light. We're not going to buy your beer. You're not going to buy your Ultralight and all your other Budweiser products. And they lost a heck of a lot of money. And see, that's the power of the workplace or the commercial market when people exercise their judgment. And I've said this for years. If you don't like the globalists, don't shop in their stores. Don't eat at their corporate restaurants. Okay, don't patronize what they do, and you will hurt them. By the way, with the firing of Tucker, I read a report last night that said that Fox News lost $1 billion in stock standing in one day.
In 12 hours.
In 12 hours, exactly. Exactly. So, but here's the other thing, though. Fox News doesn't care if it loses money, because when the Clear Channel took over, so many stations, when Clinton changed the rules about you could own more than one media outlet in a particular market, and that was in 1996, Clear Channel went to work and acquired 1,300 stations. They were responsible for the demise of Art Bell. And I know this story real well, because Art Bell and I had very good friends in common, and I talked to Art about this as well. And it was Clear Channel that forced him off. And I said, well, Art, they went from 600 stations that you had to 300 under George Norrie. And he said, they don't care if they lose money as long as they control the message. He said, it's George Soros backing everything. And I've heard this numerous times about Clear Channel. So Fox News is probably going to fall under the same market umbrella. But listen to this. There was a report last night. My wife read it to me at dinner. And it said Fox News may not have to pay all the money that they agreed to in their out-of-court settlement with Dominion. And I thought about it for a second, and I said, does that mean that Tucker and Bongino and soon-to-be Perillo and Maria Bartiromo and Jesse Waters, these are the people I hear are next, does that mean they were the price for maybe getting out of some of these payments?
Well, I could see that as a very strong possibility there, Dave. Absolutely, yep. Well, something else that shocked me, and I think it was a little bit late, but Carlson went public, I believe, in November with the fact that the COVID vaccines are hurting and killing people. That surprised me as well, that he finally went public with that.
Well, I can see that as a reason for firing, because, you know, what was Fox News' number one revenue for a while? It was Big Pharma. And yep. this cuts into the confidence you'd have in Big Pharma products, thus costing money. And if you've noticed, health food supplements have replaced Big Pharma as far as Fox advertising. And that may have been a factor in wanting to get rid of Tucker, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Steve, you got any follow-up to Dave's comments? You're on mute, Steve.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that button off of there. Yes, the one thing that I was thinking about was when Dave was talking about the election fraud, we had actually covered one of the issues there on that and got actually a strike for doing so, for bringing out factual information on it, which let me know real quick like how they control all of that. And then, of course, this thing with Tucker Carlson, it is, if anything, that should tell people that Tucker definitely was not part of the cabal that runs the mass media to begin with. And like Dave said, you know, George Soros, his name comes up quite frequently in the meetings that I'm in. He definitely, and it's not, of course, it's not just George Soros. It is the huge network of finances that run everything, and Dave is definitely spot on. As long as they can control the narrative, they'll put the money together to make sure everything gets taken care of. And Tucker was definitely becoming a loose cannon for them. I find it interesting too that they're going after him under the umbrella of anti-Semitism. That's a laughing matter as well. But that is so used. I mean, gosh, there was, I forget the lady's name now, but we aired it before. She's an Israeli. And she said, if we want to silence you, all we do is we just say you're an anti-Semite. It's our weapon. It's what we use. And sadly enough, the Christian community so backs that attack as well. And this is why they can get away with it. You know, I remember there was this one journalist one time, he said, yeah, you won't go after Stephen Bannon because he's a Jew and you know it. And he tells the truth too. Oh yeah, they will. They'll say I'm an anti-Semite as well. So, or I'm a self-hating Jew. That's what they like to call you then.
Right. That's kind of like black people that spout the conservative side, and they even call them white supremacists, like Larry Elder. Right. What a joke.
It's terrible, Dave. It's just, and also too, Dave, you mentioned the CIA assassinating JFK. Yes, that is very, very true. I know they wanted me to talk to Oliver Stone because of the information that I know about that whole case there. But yeah, the CIA was there. It was their trigger man. I know the trigger man. I actually knew him personally, and that was extremely well covered up. Different subject altogether, though. But they don't want that information out either. They don't want people knowing the reasons why they do things that they do.
You were asked to talk to Oliver Stone before he made the movie?
No, this was after the fact. Uh-huh. He'd already even done the second documentary. And a friend of mine actually that knows Oliver, in fact, Oliver was bombarding him like crazy for information before he made the movie at JFK, because he felt like he knew a lot about it. But in reality, he didn't. In fact, he said to me, he said, Steve, he said, you're the only person I know living that really knows what happened. And he said, you know, that should get out. He said, but you know the risk behind that.
Absolutely. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie,
is going to have to wait because Steve has to run. And Steve, we'll get your summary real quick before you have to run out the door.
Well, I would have to say that the important thing is that people get ready. I will say this, John, is really a basically an idea of a summary on my part here, and that is that I met with some folks. I can't really say who they are because I don't know if I'm at liberty to speak about this part here, but it's a different group of people that I met with. And we got on the subject of Planet X. And this is a company that deals with Pentagon, deals with very high-ranking brass in the Pentagon. And one thing that they said to me is that in one of the meetings one day, one of the generals that was involved in that meeting actually used the very word Planet X, and that caught his attention. He said he had never really given much stock to the issue. But when he said that, it got his attention. And but in the interim of all of this and the discussions that we discussed about, I asked him, I said, did they ever discuss with you a timeline? He said, we always were made aware that you need to be prepared by 2024. So I'll kind of conclude that with that, for especially for people that prep, people that are preparing for things, things like that, you know. Good idea to at least try to have your preparations made, and I'm sure Leon would definitely high five that one there. He would say you are, and you as well, John, should have already had them made.
Yes, amen. Amen, brother.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for the summary, Dave. We got you. You have Scooter. You're going to be with us another half hour.
No, I can go to the half hour, John.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill event with Ed Griffin about Planet X here in a few months, and that's a very important update because that's what people are always looking for. Any final word, Steve, before we get out the door here?
No, that's it for right now. I got some thoughts on my mind, but I'll send them to you privately, and then okay, you can see good. Which way you want to go.
Well, thank you, Steve. We'll talk soon privately. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Dave, we're going to focus on you for the next half hour since you need to get to your next assignment here. If there's going to be any hope for Arizona, I look at it at the local level. At the there's, 15 counties in Arizona, and having state reps and state senators elected to represent these people in Arizona and hopefully be able to overturn what's going on there, which has been captured by the deep state, hasn't it?
Absolutely. John, there is no remedy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Skype went away for a moment, but go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, have you got me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, because I didn't think I muted. Okay.
We have a top jar break. We'll continue here.
Okay, all right.
Hold on.
Will conclusively prove George Soros's role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.